Hi, I'm Michael Apple for biznews.com. I'm joining conversation about a very important topic that has dragged on for many a year. Wayne Duvenage from the organization Undoing Tax Abuse. Thanks for your time this morning. The Transport Minister, Fikile Mbalula, making some interesting comments late last week regarding e-tolls. What did you make of them?
Yeah, look, how many times we've heard the minister tell us that the e-toll matter has been decided on or will be decided on and announced shortly. This has been going on for several years now. And to hear it once again is extremely frustrating, because this matter has dragged on for far too long, and we know the answer. They know the answer. They have to undo this decision on the Gauteng freeway network and find the alternatives to the funding, which have been provided to them for many years now by IATA and other critics, and yet they just seem to cannot make this decision.
So, in a nutshell, what Fikile Mbalula said is that Cabinet has now definitely made a decision and that it is going to be communicated in the midterm budget policy statement, right? Which is in October.
Yeah, that's correct. But that would indicate that they haven't made a decision, other than the decision is to end the collection of e-tolls to fund the Gauteng Freeway Improvement Bonds. Because we heard very clearly from that statement and other indications that they wanted to finance these bonds through the another increase in the fuel levy. And it would seem that that horse has bolted. They cannot do that amidst these rising prices and the whole fuel levy mess that's actually happening right now, because they have reduced the fuel levy. Even though temporarily, it would seem now that they're going to have to switch to the option, which is what we've been indicating for some time, and that is this freeway upgrade needs to be funded through allocations from Treasury, and that any decision to increase the fuel levy any further is just not going to happen at this time.
I was looking back over Twitter, and I've been covering e-tolls since 2012, so over a decade. The question at the time that your organization, under a different name, was raising was, if you simply add a couple of cents to the fuel levy, you'll be able to fund this. So that horse is bolted, you're saying?
Yeah, at that time, it was 10 cents to the fuel levy, and they would have been able to have settled those bonds by now. To come a decade later and make this suggestion, that amount is probably three times the price if they wanted to do it, 30 cents and more. However, they have increased the fuel levy by over 2 rand. In fact, it's 2 rand 7 cents since 2012. So they've got the money as far as we are concerned. At that stage, the fuel levy was bringing in just over 1 rand, 1 rand 40 roughly cents per litre. It's now 3 rand 85. So they do have the funds. And by the way, Michael, they've already been allocating funds via Treasury allocations to SANRAL to offset these Gauteng Freeway Improvement Bonds to the tune of over 14 billion rand in the last 6 years. So they've been practicing that mechanism of finance for some time now. To now come and try and increase the fuel levy at this late stage is just unacceptable.
I was watching an interview I did with the CEO of the ETC back in 2018. And he was saying that they were banking on a compliance rate of 90%. He said at the time that they were getting a compliance rate of 30%. Was it ever that high even?
It reached 40% in June 2014. This was after 6 months of operating, but this was also after a very coercive campaign threatening a motorist that they will not be able to renew their licenses, that they'll get criminal records and they'll be summons to pay and get blacklisted and so forth. So even under that coercive approach, they couldn't get past the 40% mark. These schemes do need 90% plus to survive. Many of them fail around the world as a result of the lack of compliance and buy-in by civil society, which this scheme had the hallmarks of right from the outset. So, it was always doomed to fail, but for some reason, government just really couldn't see what we could see, what our research was showing. And here we sit today, languishing at about 15% compliance, mainly government departments and a few fleet industry organizations who just continue to keep the scheme on life support, really.
We all know somebody who pays e-tolls. What's your message to those people?
Well, your money is best in your bank account than in SANRALs or ETCs. The scheme has failed. They have continuously pushed out the renewal process on the tenders. It is an absolute mess. That SANRAL themselves have acknowledged that they cannot continue with e-tolling anywhere else in the country, that this scheme is dead and nobody is being summoned. No one is being blacklisted. There is no negative consequences if you stop paying today. And we urge anybody who's still paying, in fact, most government departments aren't even paying. So there is no threat to you and your organization. And the quickest way to end this and help government make their decision is when the last few people that are paying stop paying, because then they have to wind down the scheme faster.
So take the system off life support, in essence.
Yeah, absolutely.
If there is no announcement by October, I mean, it would seem e-tolls is an issue that kind of gets dragged out of the closet every time that there is an election nearby. I suspect 2024, if there is no directive on this by October this year, 2024's election would be an opportune moment. Is it just becoming too politically uncomfortable for the governing ANC to have something like this, which is wildly unpopular, hanging over them?
I think that horse has bolted, and I don't believe people are going to see this as a good move by the government in charge whenever they do make this announcement. It's one of those situations where, look, really, whether you made the decision or not, or the announcement, we weren't paying anyway, and there's nothing you can do about it. If you cannot enforce your own policies, which you've demonstrated you can't do, then we cannot take you seriously on this matter. So I don't think it's worth the political gambit right now to pull out this card later on. I think this is a decision that's the procrastination is really around trying to find and make a decision on the alternative funding mechanism. And as they get close to making a decision, for some reason, the wind changes and they have to hold back and make another decision later on. So they really are just floundering right now. They're not being taken seriously on it anymore, Michael.
While I've got you, the fuel increase, which will come through on the 6th of July, the first Wednesday of every month, the 1.50 that Treasury has been lobbing off the general fuel levy, that gets reduced to 75 cents. Do we know what the increase is yet?
Well, it's going to be around 2.60 in total, getting close to 27 rand per litre. That is if they proceed with just reducing that fuel levy reprieve by 75 cents. We've asked them to hold that 1.50 reprieve again until matters calm down from a geopolitical point of view and the rand strength, because this runaway fuel price is having negative consequences on many fronts, from commuters to the price of goods getting to markets. So it's this perfect storm right now with all these blackouts and fuel price increases. But where government's going to be able to get the funds from to hold on to this increased fuel levy reduction, one doesn't know. They're in a very, very difficult situation, as you know. So let's see what he announces. But yeah, it's not going to be good.
Well, I suppose we can't continue to sell strategic petroleum reserves in perpetuity.
No, that's all maxed out. But what government can do, what we've said, is tighten the belt. Government is a bloated cost on society. They collect, we are highly taxed, and they need to stop these continuous increases in levies and taxes and find ways to reduce the burden on society. And one of them is this fuel levy, until matters, the pressure eases, I guess.
Wayne Duvenage, thanks for your time.
Thanks a lot, Michael.